Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 408. Visible translated text is as follows. Birmingham, I told it to Mr. Craven of the Beck and Gregg Company. It was before Manola went down to the jail. Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Morse, Mr. Martin, and Mr. Dorsey all talked to me. I didn't go down to see Manola at the station house. I didn't see Mrs. Frank or Mrs. Sealing that Saturday through the mirror. I didn't keep my eye on the mirror roar all the time. I couldn't tell who was in the dining room without looking in the mirror. Mr. Frank got there not later than 11:30. Mr. Frank came on back to Pulliam Street and caught the Georgia Avenue car at the corner of Georgia Avenue and Pulliam Street. I am certain that he caught the Georgia Avenue car at Pulliam Street and Georgia Avenue. Redirect examination. The Sealing residence is on East Georgia Avenue between Puyallian and Washington Streets. I don't know exactly the nearest place for Mr. Frank to have gotten on the car, Washington Street or Pulliam Street. I suppose Pulliam Street is nearer to town than Washington. I certainly saw Mr. Frank that day, from the kitchen where I was sitting. Miss Helen Ferguson, sworn for the state. My name is Helen Ferguson. I worked at the National Pencil Company on Friday the 25th. I saw Mr. Frank Friday, April 25th, about 9 o'clock in the evening and asked for Mary Fagan's money. Mr. Frank said I can't let you have it asterisk, and before he said anything else, I turned around and walked out. I had gotten Mary's money before, but I didn't get it from Mr. Frank. Cross-examination. When I got Mary's money before I went up there and called my number and called her number, and I got mine and hers, I didn't ask the man that was paying off this time to let me have it. I don't remember whether Mr. Schiff was in the office or not.